Ladies and gentlemen, never before have we had so many different ways to talk to one another. In the distant past, written documents would be carried by hand across thousands of miles from China to Western Europe. Today, we access knowledge from all over the world through our mobile phones and at the tap of a key. Wherever you are watching this program, whether in this hall, at work, with your friends, or at home with your families, xie xie. Hong gao xin he ni men dian men. Thank you for welcoming me into your homes. Many of the most important conversations we have in our lives take place in the family home. The home is where we learn from our parents and grandparents, teach our own children, and share our stories and hopes for the future. It is where many of our ideas and values are first kindled. In that spirit, there is one subject I believe we have to discuss, around our family tables and across the generations. It concerns the future, and I know the Chinese are a far-sighted people. It concerns particularly the environment, and I know that protecting China's rich and beautiful natural heritage is important to all Chinese families. It is the mass destruction and trafficking of iconic endangered species. And it is time to talk about the growing human demand for illegal wildlife products that drives the trade and makes it profitable.